You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Running a short-term rental business means wearing a lot of hats. And for many of you listening, you're a team of one. Guest communication, marketing, cleaning coordination, finances, it all falls on your shoulders.
And when you're bouncing between Airbnb, Vrbo, spreadsheets, and a dozen apps, things slip. You miss messages. You spend hours updating calendars, and you're left working in your business instead of on it.
That's why we're excited about Lodgify. It's built for hosts like you, solo operators and growing teams who want to simplify and professionalize their business.
With Lodgify, you can build a direct booking website you actually own, sync all of your calendars in one place, and automate guest communication and payments so nothing falls through the cracks.
And here's the bigger picture. In today's market, trust is everything. Guests want to know they're booking with a professional. Having your own direct booking site signals credibility, consistency, and long-term stability, things that matter more than ever.
So if you're ready to stop duct taping systems together and start running your rentals like a real business, check out Lodgify. Use our link in the show notes and code TFE20 to get 20% off yearly or bi-yearly plans.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
That was really weird, but let's just go with it. If you'd like to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on the podcast. Or you can
remix.
Just engage with us on Instagram or YouTube, and we'll answer your questions there as well.
But I prefer them to call in, to be truthful, because I love to hear their voices.
I do too. It is fun. But today we're going to help at mchung5611. It was a comment on a YouTube video, and this person asks, for a brand new listing, would you include that in either the title or description to explain why you have no reviews or very few? I know that I look at numbers of reviews a lot, and those with very few, I would wonder what's wrong and maybe pass right over them. So is it good to nip that concern in the bud and just say, quote, new listing, unquote? And how timely of this question, because we are in the middle of getting everyone who wants to be in our boot camp registered, getting their list of all the things and getting them all the dates and times of our live trainings, the workbooks.
It's our booked and profitable listing audit boot camp.
Yes. And we are going to have some very tactical feedback for your exact listing.
Yes, because your listing is your billboard.
Yes.
Hence why this YouTuber is concerned about her billboard not having any reviews.
Absolutely. So should we say new listing somewhere on the listing? And we believe that this would be a great idea if the property feels new, renovated, and fresh, right? So, but we never want to overpromise and then underdeliver, right? Because remember that check-in experience has to be on point. And if they feel like they got duped,
right,
if they got the bait and switch, there's no bringing them back from that experience.
Because you have to understand, when you say brand new, yes, you might mean brand new
to you,
to the OTA or a brand new listing.
Right.
But what you are portraying to the guest is not only new to, let's say, Airbnb, but it's also brand new everything inside of it. And so we just want you to be very careful when you're saying brand new you know, when we normally see that in other, put yourself in the guest's shoes. When you see those words in other advertisements, they are talking about the experience and what's included. So not just because you're brand new to the OTA. So we want to be very clear that you need to match what you're advertising there.
And I mentioned the check-in process and being oversold and underdelivered, but also if you're using that, you know, all caps exclamation point in your title, and then the guest, potential guest, looks at your listing and they see the photos and they're maybe not great photos, or they can tell that it doesn't look new, renovated, or fresh, that can also hurt your conversion. So using the words like the YouTuber asked, you know, should they say new listing? And you can, but just make sure you're backing that up with something that matches that excitement, right? Mm-hmm. Next up, if it is a new listing, so whether it's newly renovated, refreshed, what have you, if it is new, especially on Airbnb, it does give you extra visibility in search.
Yeah, you're going to get that brand new Airbnb algorithm love.
Yes. But remember, it is a test. Airbnb wants to see how is their audience going to react to this new listing. Is it going to be favorable to the algorithm, to the potential guest experience? So don't take that opportunity lightly. Really lean into your response time, to the listing being optimized. And that is exactly what our listing audit bootcamp is all about, is making sure that obviously you always want to have a listing that is optimized for conversions, right? Taking that looker to a booker, but especially when it's a new listing. But good news is you don't have a lot of reviews yet. Yes, someone might pass over it, but remember, you will get served up in the algorithm. So you do have that. And then you have to, kind of like this YouTuber is saying, take it to that next level and overcome the objection. That's in marketing, right? That is what this question is all about, is how do I overcome this subconscious objection that a potential booker might have because I don't have a lot of reviews. So how can we build trust when we don't have a lot of reviews? And the first thing I can think of, Annette, is obviously being very responsive to guest questions.
Absolutely. And then also, again, communicating with them in your listing description, letting them know, we're a new listing. We want to know if you have any questions. We're here to help. So just the way that you're communicating with a guest throughout your listing and throughout that communication is very, very important. And you want to be open and confident, but you don't want to over-explain yourself. Don't be too needy. Mm-hmm. You know, I like less is more and no news is good news in my world. So just be there to help. But here's the thing. If someone gives you that constructive criticism or they really ask you something, you've got to be prepared to deliver. So if you're not in that area, you know, if you're not right next to your home, if you're a remote host, like, you need to have some backup plans. I mean, you always need to have them, but don't give these first few guests. I mean, you've got to be ready to make sure that you're taking care of them. Hopefully you've pressure tested your property ahead of time too.
One of my favorite marketing lessons that I've learned from people way more experienced than me is when you want to overcome an objection is just to meet that objection head on. So you could say, instead of we're a new listing, let us know if you have any questions, we're here to help. You could say, wonder why we don't have very many reviews. I mean, what an interesting hook. And then the next line can say, while we're a new listing on Airbnb, we're not new to five-star hospitality or whatever that vibe is that you want to get. But you don't have to beat around the bush when it comes to what you think the objection is. And I agree with this person. Like, for me, reviews are everything. And it's not just the overall review for me. I go to the bottom and I see what kind of reviews they got on cleanliness, because cleanliness for me is huge. So if you don't have any, and I'm just supposed to trust you, but I see that hook where you're kind of meeting what my thoughts are right away, and then how you can overcome them with, we know that cleanliness, comfort, and safety is your priority, and that is why we have done X, Y, Z, right? Like, so just say something that you don't see other hosts say on their listing descriptions, especially if you have to overcome some objection like that, and just say it.
Yeah, and I like, in the question, it was like, I know I look at the number of reviews a lot and wonder what's wrong or pass over. This is where you could say, hey, I've stayed in you could name how many places. And that's why I decided to become a host.
Absolutely.
Like letting other people know that you've had that experience is really helpful there.
So brand new can help if it matches the guest experience, but most important is focusing on that responsiveness and always delivering that flawless first experience, whether it's pre-booking or post-booking. And if you are at all intrigued by this little nuance of your listing and how it can help improve or hurt your conversions, you've got to make sure you join us for our listing audit bootcamp. We will not have another bootcamp like this year. And it is great to go into the rest of Q3 and Q4 leading into next year with a listing that is optimized and every detail is shined up. So thanks for visiting.com/bootcamp. We want to see all of you there because we are going to be there live and we get to interact. Unlike this podcast, we actually get to like see your faces. It's so fun.
Yeah. So if you're one of those hosts listening, and I know you're out there that still have brand new somewhere in your listing because you've said it and forget it, because I see them all the time.
Ooh,
I'm like,
that's
why are you
out.
Saying brand new? Because you've been hosting for 10 years.
You have
on this
200 prom. Reviews.
And I'm like, that's no, you got to tell me what's brand new. That just shows me that you said it and forget it.
Wheel.
So if you have brand new
okay.
and you're listing somewhere,
we'll fix it.
Today is the day to sign up for the boot camp, and then we're going to remedy it.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.